Thank you for being here with Central Federal Lands to talk about Skyline Drive Phase 2 project. So I would ask everybody involved to come up and please take a seat at the front, and we'll find out where we're at with that project. Thank you, Michael, for being here.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
So, Mike, do you want to kind of start off between you and...
Sure, I guess. So,
Micah?
Right now, I mean, where we're at is we've got an agreement put together. So I think what we wanted to do, discuss today, is now that we're to that point, see where we're going to be at with getting the Forest Service signatures, Town of Pinedale, looking at both these next phases. Phase 2 is Skyline and the Fremont Lake Road, and look at one of the things we kind of want to discuss today. We've got the Forest Service here today, is just look at how we handle the rocks on the second phase and on Fremont Lake Road, and then also discuss where we're at on Phase 1. Since the last meeting, we did take a look at some of the rutting on Phase 1. It's not significantly bad. There's a couple bad spots, so I was just going to go over that with Micah. We can take a drive out, take a look at that. But I've got some documentation on that. So that's from our last meeting. That's kind of what I had on the docket for today. And Micah was, you know, he was in Rollins making a round, so he was good enough to stop by so we could all just talk face to face rather than on a phone conference call. And we can take a run out there later on today too. So.
Okay, so I guess the main purpose of this discussion today is, from our perspective, is what we do, how does the Town of Pinedale involved in Phase 2 with Fremont Lake Road? Is there anybody from Pinedale here?
Mm-mm.
Guess not. So, and then also the rock situation, and I think it's obvious it's our concern as a commission that we don't have this issue with rocks in Phase 2, and what can we do? Either remove them as part of the project and get them where they're not a problem in the county's easement, or, you know, to where we don't have to deal with them one way or the other.
Right.
You know, if there's use for them, stockpile them somewhere. If the Forest Service has use for them, put them where they can get to them, and then it's no longer our issue as far as getting a right of way or getting the easement. So.
And also trying to schedule the hauling of those rocks if they are to be hauled, so it's not on the finished product. Possible,
right?
Because of loading,
would be good to get them hauled during the project,
right,
and not after the pavement is laid. So,
Mr.
yes,
Chairman, just a question for clarification, and excuse me if I'm having to be brought up to speed. I apologize for not being up to speed. But you mentioned that one of the things you were interested in is getting signatures from the Forest Service in the Town of Pinedale. Is that on Phase 1, and does that have anything to do with the recent discovery of rutting on the road? And is
no,
that tied together? No.
That's the agreement for Phase 2.
Okay.
Is what we were talking about. We've, being that the county was involved with the match money, they're the ones that have been involved up to this point, which Mike had kind of explained the last time. And so now it will go to the town and Forest Service for review, make sure everybody's on board. Obviously, the agreement's just an agreement. You know, it's not exact yet. I think that's something I kind of want to talk to Mike today, is see how we move forward from this point. You know, what meetings we end up having in between, and how we move forward from here, just so everybody's on the same page.
So rutting's a totally separate issue.
Yes.
I want to see the rutting. I think as far as the agreements go, as Mike said, they're pretty high-level documents, identifying the scope, And really what is a priority for us is the matching partner signature. Mm-hmm. You know, as Mike said, I think we prefer to see the forest and the town sign those, but, you know, sublet as the matching partner is the critical signatory.
And Mr. Chairman, if I'm not mistaken, our biggest concern wasn't the matching funds. It was the town of Pinedale taking up the maintenance of the road.
That's critical to us, right, too, as well. So, as you said, I think that's lined out here in your guys' draft. So, you know, that is important. And if I'm hearing you guys correctly, you don't probably want to start with the job. So let me put it this way. As far as we're concerned, this job is an active job because you guys have signed it. You've committed a match. But if we need, I mean, we're out a couple of years before we even start active design or really start any type of cost, but sounds to me like you want to make sure the town signs as it relates to maintenance.
Oh, I would think absolutely.
That was the intent.
That was the intent.
Agreed to do that. So
no, and it's important to us, right? Because we don't we don't maintain them.
And that
right.
And that basically needs to happen up front.
Yes.
It's right away. So I mean.
Okay.
So was the town notified of this discussion?
I didn't make any effort to notify them separately. You know, our agenda's been posted.
Right. Okay.
And, you know, I can meet with Haley, you know.
Maybe you and Micah could go down and
sure.
meet with her briefly after this and make sure they get it on their next council
sure.
meeting agenda.
Yep.
So, in regards to the signature, the commitment for the funding is not an issue with us. I mean, we need to sign it and get moving on the
project. We've already signed.
Yes.
We have already signed.
Yep.
Okay, good. So I guess, Rob, you're here for Forest Service. What's your thoughts on this project and the rocks and the easement and all that stuff?
So it's my understanding that just in the last year or so, they have changed our requirements to where the signature for the consent for the easement goes to the regional forester for her signature, as opposed to, I think it was the forest supervisor for phase one of Skyline Drive. And I haven't seen a document.
For phase two?
For phase two.
No,
yet.
No. There's hasn't even been touched yet.
Okay.
So that will.
So when that document is drafted and ready to go, then we'll have to take a look at it. It'll go to Mike Oldman, our forest engineer here, and then he can forward it up with recommendation to the regional forester.
So would that document then include addressing the rock issue during the construction phase?
That document will just address the easement.
Just the easement.
Transfer the
okay.
The easement or the management of that road to the county.
Once
or the town, depending on
finished.
What we're talking about. The rock issue. I don't see an issue with that as long as that's put in the contract. I think the issue with the previous contract is the quantities of the rock and what was estimated and whether it was, you know, part of that contract. And as long as we make sure that those rock quantities are put into the contract, we can put that in the NEPA. As far as where those rocks can end up going as far as storage. Maybe it's a change condition this time around that we know that we might, you know, just because of the preponderance of rocks up there, we know that we're, you know, likely going to have extras. I don't know what they'll be using to crush or use for road base or anything like that, but if we put it in the NEPA that we move those rocks as a result to a collection point that's outside of any right-of-ways or from along the road, we can certainly put that in and plan for that. So I don't see a problem with that. If that's the way you want to go, we can just start. store them somewhere like we've got them stored now.
Okay, so the main thing is to have it in the project.
Right.
And to have them taken care of as part of the construction, so when we get done, we're not hauling rocks down into the basement.
So one of the things that we might want to consider right up front, in my mind, is if we do store them somewhere, if we have extras on the phase two or whatever, we store them, we'll have to analyze it in the NEPA and say, where are we going to store them? And then afterwards, we can dispose of those rocks, through either for use permits like we've talked about before, or we could put those rocks up for sale to the public and then they could haul them out of the storage area. But we're not going to want to identify a storage area that the county isn't comfortable with as far as, folks going in and potentially removing them and hauling them out, you know what I mean? It's probably not beneficial to the road to store them up at Elkhart Park and have to haul all the way down, but we would probably identify a storage area down lower and reduce the haul route on those on that road.
That would be our preference, so we don't have to risk damage to the brand new highway hauling
right.
truckloads of rocks too. And we don't really know how many there's going to be yet. But yes, Mike.
Rob, I got a question. If you're to go into this contract and you look at the the leftover product of rock that we have as a waste product, then can it be handled separately as far as, doing a free use permit? I mean, if it's a waste product, and there's a stockpile, can you just treat it like a waste product and people can come and get it as, then it's free hauling?
We could put those rocks into the contract somehow, I believe. I'm just sitting here spitballing. As long as the removal or the disposal of those rocks is to the benefit of the public. So if we can put them in the contract and say, those rocks have a certain value, and the value is then, considered in that contract, that could be part of the contract, the overall contract to say, the contractor will dispose of those rocks.
You asked about how the highway easement deed addresses these rocks. I think it indirectly does, simply because we're not in a position to just timelines to generate a highway easement deed until we know with some certainty the limits of the job. So that's going to be based on, assumed to be a 95% set of plans. I think that set of plans allows you guys also to make sure that you feel comfortable with how, as Mike said, this waste is being generated. You brought up how they're used. Our preference would be to stay out of industry's business there, is let them figure out how to use the material on site, if that makes sense. We really don't want to spec a certain way to use them, but to Mike's point, if the rock becomes waste, which is likely, is I think, and I don't know how we would work through this, Rob, but I think we feel pretty strongly that through a competitively bid job, which this one likely would be, is the value of that rock is directly and indirectly being, as far as the public is concerned, it's being considered, right? Because if there's value in that rock being hauled off site and sold to somebody by a contractor, that's being considered. If it's most beneficial for the overall project and bottom line dollar to haul it to a waste site and then be transferred to, use by others, I think, and where I don't know is if Federal Highways can provide you guys a little bit of cover is it's almost, we're proving to you guys that, the value of that rock, the value, of where it goes, how it's used, is being considered. And then at that point, it's almost our,
right.
But I think you guys can clean your hands of this. In 3 years, it's not Forest Service rock being given to somebody.
Right.
Liability,
so
any of those
so
things.
Like, say we're doing a road project, and I've been involved in road projects in other states and other Forest Service units where the easement requires clearing of timber. So we run up there and we do a timber stand evaluation. We estimate the price of that timber, and then the contractor puts that timber in their bid. So say the price of the timber on a 1 mile of road would be, $1,000 or whatever in the right of way. They would put that in the bid. Well, the contractor then buys that timber And then what they do with it is up to them. They can sell it to a logging or a lumber mill or whatever at the end. If we put this rock in the estimated quantities in that contract and we run up there and say, we estimate we're going to have $20,000 of the rock along there, the contractor purchases that rock and then they own it. They take it wherever they want. That can be part of the contract.
Which is what we talked about before. The value is then going back into the project.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, this is premature, but maybe just for you guys to think about. So the timber and the rock, kind of the same things happen, and hopefully, I mean, you guys know far more about the timber than I do, so don't take me the wrong way, but I've been on way too many jobs that we spend a lot of administrative effort. Kind of what you said is, okay, here's $1,000 worth of timber. We just spend $10,000 to determine that, and then I go pay $50,000 to actually haul it off.
Mm-hmm.
So the contractor says, okay, I'll value that at $1,000, right, and pay somebody. But the reality is you know, the money, I mean, at the end of the day, there's a cost to do that. And I think the rock's no different. If this rock was worth a lot of money, I mean, I think it would have been gone from phase one, right? Somebody would have gobbled it up if there was value to it. So I don't know. It's not trying to overlook your guys' responsibility of somehow it needs to be acknowledged. I think it probably has to do with, is there a way that between Federal Highways and the Forest Service that we can acknowledge the rock, but then at a higher level, you know, hit your guys' concerns that it is being considered, it's being valued, it's being incorporated.
Yep.
You know, but not get into the weeds of, okay, that rock's worth 50 cents a yard. You know, and I don't really care. I mean, something's got to happen. It's just the reality is the rock, the timber, all those things cost money to actually get them off site typically. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, we see it in our clearing and grubbing with timber. Yeah, it might be worth $7,000 to somebody and they sell it for firewood, or if it's mill wood, great. Mm-hmm. But it's costing us far more than that just to get off the hill, right? So I don't know if there's a way to do something either between on the front end, because I don't want to confuse how the rock's used, right? That's the biggest thing. Is if somebody wants to crush it, we're banking on industry using those innovations and creativity, and however we do it, that's what I'm trying to protect.
Yeah, as long as it's in the contract, as long as we have a line item in there that says, here's the rock, here's what it's either costing the contractor or benefiting the contractor or whatever. As long as it's in that contract, I'm good to go.
Okay. I mean, because that's probably back to the simplest thing to not, you know, confuse contractually how we're trying to do is back to probably Mike's comments, the waste. Mm-hmm. And the reality, that's going to, through the procurement process, there's going to be a cost associated with dealing with that waste, which I don't know if that's...
Well, it would be a benefit, I think, to the public to have that cost right there in the contract. So as they're getting the rock, instead of staging it somewhere and then having to haul it off again, you're handling it once. And if the contractor wants to dispose of it in whatever method or manner they want to dispose of it, you know, our only requirements at that point would either be that they get a permit to store it on the forest somewhere, or it's just part of the contract that they're going to haul it off to their storage facility. And the storage facility might be commercial use.
Yes. So, Rob, is it correct to say, as we discussed at the last meeting with this contract, the decision with the rocks rests with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that is addressed in the letter of consent that the regional office has to sign. So there's kind of both parts of that, right?
Yeah, I mean, that would be something that we would look at, and, you know, if it has to go in letter of consent, we would just make sure that that's in there, and it goes to regional forester for a signature. And, you know, a letter of consent is a regional forester signature, but they rely heavily on what we are proposing to sign or not sign.
Okay.
Just a point of clarification between the public and the contractor. So you let the bids out, and the contractor gets the bids to do phase two of the Skyline Road. They're going to get the rocks. The rocks are going to become theirs.
Yep.
Now, another contractor within the county wants those rocks. He deals directly with the contractor that has the bid. Takes the Forest Service out of the mix. Takes the county out of the mix. And if the county wants to get involved with a free use permit for washed out roads or things like that, there's already a zillion rocks up there stacked off that hill.
A zillion and a half.
In our political lifetimes, we'll not be able to use that many rocks.
Right.
So.
Correct.
Tom. Rob, do you, in snowballing here, see a way to address phase one rocks in the same manner? Can they put those in this contract? That way it would remove that liability out from under the Forest Service. The contractor would then own those rocks, and we could remove them in phase two.
You know, I think we could if Federal Highways would be willing to throw that in there. I don't know.
So,
you know, I would be willing to because that would provide a benefit, I think, to the public to remove those rocks and have them part of that contract.
So if Mike and his group can come up with an idea to address those in phase one.
And I don't want to throw that on you, Micah, but I mean, to me, it's what Federal Highways is willing to, you know, if we're talking phase two and we've got a start and an end, but we're dealing with rocks over here, I just don't know if that's something that I would agree to.
Yeah, and I mean, it's been talked about, so I think what I would push on that is that we make it like a bid option, right? I mean, unless you guys feel different. If it's a priority, then you just gotta, the money can only go so far, so are we gonna cut off the last half mile of road if we don't have the money? My thought would be is you get the road complete as like your base bid item, and then you have an option so that we all know what this is actually costing us too. Is that make sense? Because, you know.
I think that option would depend on Rob. If we could move forward with our current program that we're using with you, then that option wouldn't be necessary. But
and we're working on it. I talked to Billy, and we're going to go up there and take a look. And I also talked to Michael and our minerals guy, and we're planning on pulling together some sort of a contract like the BLMs, but satisfies us.
I'm sure Mike's and the real party's involved in that because they're the oversight of that project.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys would all like to take a drive today to help address that. Move it along.
Okay, what else do we need to cover here this morning, Mike?
I guess moving forward, Micah, now that we have an agreement, I just understanding timeline. Is there going to be any kind of scoping meetings or anything in the near future?
I'm a little bit torn on this. I think your best bang for your buck is to defer the scoping, which could include me, right? If we scope it right now and then don't start that work for 2 years, you might have an entire new team of people.
Right.
But you just wasted $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 and you guys match that. So I would highly recommend you don't formally scope the job until there's some continuity to move forward. I think that includes, you know, folks on the forest side. But on the flip side, I don't know if there's something happy median here with, you know, I get phase one wasn't great. You know, not a whole lot I can do about that. Mm-hmm. I want to see the rotting. Those things concern me. I mean, that's not our standard for work. You know, I showed up for a final inspection and saw the rock. So, I also don't think that's where we want to leave phase one. But if there was any way, and I don't know if it's through even like this MOA, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, Rob, but somebody else sits in here in 2 years, they might have a different take on this, and I would hate to lose any momentum we have here of just resolving both phase one and expectations for phase two. So I think it's a disservice to just not touch this for 2 years either from even the Ottawa side. But
I might have missed what you're talking about, Mike. Are you talking about scoping for the NEPA for phase two?
Just the progression of phase two, right now and how we move forward.
So what we need to do with the scoping document is be able to share with the public and the people that want to comment what it is that we're going to do. We need an alternative. And that alternative needs to be somewhat detailed. We need to identify where we're going to put a gravel bit, where we're going to put a batch plant, where we're going to put what rocks we're going to, you know, if we're going to take rocks out of phase one, the road widths, the, you know, maybe a reroute here and there. We kind of have to have those plans and schematics. That would give the public that we scope the opportunity to take a look at what's proposed and then comment on that. So that's generally the purpose of the scoping document. So we don't like to necessarily go out to the public and say, hey, we're thinking about doing this somewhere up here at some time in the future. We like to have some specificity to that and then let them comment on what the proposal actually is. So
I think you're hitting more on like just project scoping, like our technical folks actually looking at the job.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, it includes
NEPA. So it's the only thing. I mean, are you under the impression you're the lead for NEPA?
Well, I'm under the impression I'm the decision maker for the NEPA, but not necessarily the lead, because this is, you know.
Actually, Fed Highways on these projects.
They're the decision maker.
For the consistency review, because we did the whole corridor, if I remember correctly, and because we were looking at the whole project for initially. So we'll have to go back and review that.
Whenever we use the White Island Snake, they do the NEPA.
Yeah.
So we want you, don't take that the wrong way. We're going to obviously build it off any background, relevant current documentation, but it's actually our clearance.
Oh, okay.
But that's not in a vacuum.
This is the first one that actually started at ground level for. So
I was misspoken. No, and that's, I think it all ties together. It just, I don't know. To your point, we can't really move forward with NEPA until we kind of define what the job is.
And it's definitely a joint effort through that.
Yep. Okay, so question in that regard, why are we keep talking 2 years out? Are we looking at taking 2 years to get the project planned and the NEPA done before we can go to bid? Why the 2 years? I don't.
It's simply tied to the program year for when the money's available for construction.
Okay. So that's when it's considered to be available. So that gives us time then to do all the things you're talking about, including the NEPA. So in 2 years, we can be ready to go out to bid.
In 2023, funding is available. So that's a little bit more than 2 years. What's currently on the schedule is to start the project development in the spring of 2020. So a couple of years out to even start really the meats and bones of what is the job.
Okay. I guess I didn't realize it was spread out that far in the future.
You'll be the only one that's here.
We'll all be dead by then. Okay, any other questions? Anything we need to talk about today on this project?
I guess I'd ask about the easement on phase one status.
I think we have everything ready to go. The only thing, have we received I know we sent a letter back to Central Federal Land saying that we accepted, you know, we reviewed and we accepted.
Yeah, the letter that went from the attorney, yeah.
But we haven't received the actual.
We don't have a document.
Document to sign.
Yeah.
But everything else is ready.
So does that come from Central Federal Lands or does it not the Forest Service?
No, hold on. So you guys, because it doesn't, we brokered the deal, but so you guys have signed off?
It went through our regional office lands group, and they worked with your Federal Highways lands easement group. And my understanding from the regional office, our part is done, and Fed Highways does a final part with Sublette County.
Because I mean, just so I'm gonna run with that, right?
What's that?
I'm gonna run with that because all we do is transfer that easement on your behalf.
Well, and like I said, my understanding is your lands group or right of way group worked with our right of way group. They came to, they have all the stipulations and all the language in there. So if you're aware of something else, then that would be good to know.
No, I'm not. I'm using information from a year ago that the county and the forest were not on the same page with the language, but if we're on the same page, then...
Well, like I said, that is my understanding, and you guys can tell us differently if there's something else out there. But the stipulations are in the easement. So is there something we're missing? Because I see some smiles up there that...
So hopefully, theoretically, we've got a semi-finalized easement document that both parties are ready to sign.
That's my point. We don't sign anything.
No, it'll be the Forest Service. It'll be the Forest Service in the county signing, right?
No.
This is interesting. Yes. Dealing with two federal agencies at the same time.
Well, and the interesting thing from my standpoint is this is something that's happening out of the regional office. So.
Yeah.
It's our regional office lands group dealing with it. So it's really not, I mean, I haven't seen it.
No, and I'll check and I'll report back out to everybody. I mean, if there's agreement on the terms of that, then we will make sure it gets executed.
Perfect. Well, let's get it done.
So now we'll make sure, I think both of us will check on.
Yeah.
Make sure that it is.
And that's all I'm asking, because if you leave it to me, it needs to get done. So if we're just going to sign it and send it over to the county, we'll make that happen.
Who's
today.
Your right-of-way person?
Ray.
Golden. Jeff?
No.
Who's Jeff?
Jeff Bellin. Well, Jeff works for Ray.
Yeah, Jeff Bellin was working with our regional office, and my understanding was they...
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, just understand we want it done, mm-hmm. but we don't... The stipulations, the way the agreement reads, that was not between us.
That
right?
has to come through the letter of consent from the Forest Service.
Yeah, but the letter of consent was executed way before. So this is the actual taking the as-bills and executing the highway easement deed. Which, again, yes, we signed that, but it not being signed to date has nothing to do with CFL. As long as you guys are on the same page, we will get it going. So I'll check.
And we'll check with our regional office and make sure, because like I said, that was the last word we got from our regional office. Is between Jeff Bellin and our regional office, Right-of-Way Lands Group, they had all the language, everything they needed in order to finalize that.
So, I mean, hopefully I'm making sense. I'll get it signed today, but you guys need to agree with the language.
Exactly.
The two people talking about the language are Sublette County and the Forest, not CFL.
We totally understand.
So it sounds like we have agreed with the language, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we just need to get it done, and let's learn from phase one, so when we get to this point in phase two, we don't have to have this discussion all over again. We know where the easement comes from and all that stuff. Anything else we need to do here on this?
Go ahead, and then I'll speak.
The only thing I have on this is, you know, looking at the last, you know, phase one was kind of a learning experience for me too. But having the right-of-way in place prior to the project happening, so does the town of Pinedale look at trying to get this on their... because it's not part of this project, and they look at trying to get this right away through the Forest Service up front here in the next 2 years, or is that something that starts in 2 years as the project develops, or is that after the 95%? I mean, how does that work? And the same with the county dealing with phase two of Skyline. Where do we...
Usually they don't want to sign an easement until they've accepted the construction work. That would be the traditional path, but I don't know if there's any rule that it has to go that way.
There's certainly not.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's no different than if we were talking about private land, right? If we had a basis for how we were describing that easement, and I think from an engineering side, acknowledging that you're going to stay within inside that, it doesn't mean that it can't move forward.
Okay.
So traditional process, and I think the hang-up with Forest Service is the letter of consent is the approval kind of right of entry, right? And I think from, like, even at a DC level, on the poor sort of side that the as-builts are needed to actually record the highway easement deed. So you're, I think you're in a conundrum that's probably bigger than I can certainly help you with, right? Because I think we've tried in the past on in several instances to accelerate the highway easement deed with no luck.
Gotcha. That answers my question.
I don't think the county would want to accept an easement that contains language for maintenance until the project is done and done properly, or we could get ourselves in trouble too.
Or it is out. It's an out-year job, right?
Right.
You just took easement for a job that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I just noticed a lot of language in there. It says right-of-ways, rights-of-way have been acquired for this project where they really have not been. It's just basically a letter stating, yes, we understand this is happening, and we will finalize the document after construction, after it's been accepted. So, yeah.
Okay. Mac, you had a
question. There was a discussion earlier here about, okay, let's take a tour and go look at the road and see if we've got some issues. And does that mean that if we would sign this easement and get all the paperwork done before these problems with this road are fixed, then the county's... It's our road.
That's correct.
Okay.
So we need to be reassured that you're going to address the issues.
Whatever they are.
Yeah, I need to see them, but we're in a circular reference there, right? Because we just spent about $9 million, and if you're not going to take over the maintenance, then somebody needs to compensate.
So it might end up being.
The Forest Service is sitting right over
there. And so it's no longer eligible, right?
Yeah,
because the Forest can't keep it.
Right.
Again, I wasn't here for phase one, but that, when you talk about risk to our office, that is the biggest one, is we just spent $9 million bucks.
So.
That we weren't supposed to.
We don't really have your true idea of where you're going to go with these concerns then until you address it.
Well, I heard Mike earlier say that not that concerned about the running. I mean, I want to see it. It's not, you know, for us to do anything between now and this next phase probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense unless it's something that is compounding itself by not being addressed.
Is it something you would prefer to address in phase two?
If at all possible, that's our best bet.
So there may have to be a document that says we're going to address these issues in phase two.
Right.
And then we'll sign your easement.
Awesome. Okay, are we where we need to be for this morning? Any other questions?
I think all I would like a little direction on the preference, and Mike and I can talk about this today, but... whatever your concerns are of existing stuff up there, I think we can address those things. I'm not that worried about that. It's just is it something that needs to be done right now or not? It's more the timelines. I would urge the group that there is, I see resolution here differently than I saw a year ago and definitely a year and a half ago. that we should lock in somehow, some way. And I mean, it sounds like it. I don't know if it's frustrated, but I can understand the concern of why doesn't this start right away. But hopefully, you understand mine is I don't want to go use the federal money or your money to start something, and then that team gets replaced with new people.
That's
they have to go do the same thing, right? But
absolutely.
I don't know if it's through this agreement, if it's something supplemental to it that we can't try to frame up some of these expectations. That we talked about. And I think, I mean, the way you laid it out, Rob, I'm not so sure that I can't actually just get into this MOA. And if you guys would be willing to sign that, I think that at least gives this group a basis for whoever's here, whoever's not, in a couple of years, that people can go back and say, hey, this was the expectation. Because we can commit that we're going to make sure that through the procurement of the job, the value of the rock is considered, and in return, we can figure out how to word that in a way that makes you guys feel comfortable. I think that needs to be done, and we're, I just drove 8 hours for not much. Right?
Right.
I don't want to do it again.
Understood.
And if we can get that in there, if
So we got an MOA that went to the county again because of the matching partner. We wanted them first and foremost to see that it does have a signature line for the forest is I think at this point, and even if that means we rescind this current agreement and get new language that kind of puts this on the table, so that,
I think that would be the way to go.
Okay. And again, I'm not trying to put, I'm not doing my job if I don't do that. I'm wasting everybody's time.
Oh, I think that's great.
Lock something in.
Okay, I think we're where we need to be, and you'll go out and look at the project and make the determination if it can be part of phase two.
Sure.
Okay. It does make sense if it's not going to get substantially worse to do it in phase two.
And then from there, I think we just as a heads up, if it's something that needs to be done now, I think it's we got to look at ways that you guys could do that work. It could be counted towards match. There would be some other options, alternatives there, but you don't want us coming in and doing $50,000 worth of work. We're not efficient.
Yeah.
And that's what we talked about last time.
Yeah. Makes sense. Okay. Are we done? Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks,
Mike.
Thank you, guys. Okay, good
thanks
to see you
thanks
all
for the drive to come here.
No, I dig Wyoming, so.
It's a beautiful drive from here to Rome.
Better I like it. It's better than Denver.
Well, okay. You're right there.
It's about as easy right now.
Okay, let's, Billy, let's move into.
Thank you.
Golden Bridge.
Michael.
And Don, are you here for Roden Bridge?
Yeah.
Okay. You wanna do Don first so
we can
get on about his business?
Okay. Clark's Draw. We went and toured that. And then I've been up there. I've spent a couple other days putting stuff together what I think. Now I base this on like if Roden Bridge went there. So I didn't add any mold cost, and I did it like if I was going to do a county road. I mean, I really put a lot of time in the drainage, and I know Don and me were talking about the project.
Come on up, Don.
And you know, he's hoping to have the project in like be done in like 5 years, but I based it on the road to be a good road for ever, you know. I mean, so in the biggest thing I've seen was drainage. I didn't figure in any like hauling from anywhere, just on the project. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of cuts and that you could, I think we could fix all the drainage by using the natural materials. I mean, it would be nice to, you know, but I just, my biggest thing, what I put together was just the pipes. We talked about trees. He'd like to get, you know, pull the trees. There was some extra labor in that to stack them so, you know, they could get rid of them by, you know, force, you know, like having people come up and get them or whatever.
For firewood.
But we'd stack them. We just went. Just one, you know, so that was a little more expensive now. But I mean, and this is kind of like, I mean, you could, I guess what I'm trying to say is you could do limited this for this project. And I mean, the bottom part, I did a lot of drainage and stuff on that, but you could actually get up and down the bottom 4 miles of it right now, you know, but it, every year you're going to have cuts, and it just depends on what the winter and stuff. I based it on mainly fixing the drainage issues. There's a few bad, really bad spots. There's a lot of cuts. There's some springs that you're going to have to deal with. I based all what Roden Bridge would do to make it stay, you know, good for
it wouldn't wash out.
Exactly. So. And like I said, this was just mainly what I put together, like at Roden Bridge, and like I said, there's no mow cost in this. This is based off of all like Roden Bridge equipment out, you know, money, our wages and stuff like that. This is if Roden Bridge went up there and did it without hauling from our pits. This is if I just hauled, use my dump trucks and stuff just to haul out of stuff that we looked at that Don was okay with us using to make the slopes and the cuts and to make this road passable for, you know, everybody. That's what I, but like I said, I just did where this road would be like, once we did this work, you'd be able to blade that road once a year and it'd be good, because the drainage issues is the thing that kills that road. So that's what I came up with.
So, Don, review for all of us what we're talking about in regards to Clark's Draw Road. What is the purpose? Why do we need it? Can we get some Schedule A money to do the project, all that sort of stuff?
So I have $70,000 in agreement right now. For one, I've got to get rid of or I lose it. So the agreement's all done, all the exhibits and everything. But the Clark's Draw Road, so we've got $70,000, and that would probably get basically a grading and a little bit of water work, you know, based on what he said and Corey Bennett as well. But the roads that it would do is it takes it off from, you know, this is, if you look a little bit better, this gives you an idea of where it starts. Here's the Bondurant Post Office, pulls off there, and then goes all the way and ties into the Cliff Creek Road, which is kind of hard to see on there, but it is marked on there. Takes you all the way up at the top. This project would facilitate contract crews and crews coming in here, you know, all summer long for the next 5 to 8 to 10 years, depending on how long this project takes. I'm really pushing my fuels folks to get, you know, this be a real expedited project. But, you know, we started out at 7,000 acres for the fuels project. We bumped it to 18,000.
And this is part of the Monument
this
Ridge.
This is all tied to the Monument Ridge project.
Collaborative project. Mm-hmm.
And that's the primary reason we're doing it. You know, I wanted to get this road, the drainage fixed and that kind of thing, because, you know, it's really fine. You know, the problem is it's really fine, highly erosive soils. And I don't know when the road was last maintained, and I'm not sure exactly when it, you know, what the purpose it was to put in there. It seems clearly that it was constructed in there. It's not just a two-track, because I don't know how a vehicle could have gotten in there to start with, to start a two-track. There's a lot of side healing and that kind of thing. You know, so my biggest thing is I need to get you guys the $70,000. And with that, it's a minimal. If you look at this attachment, the things we're asking to get done to that 70 is this minimal drainage and some of that pit run hauling to that first part. Beyond that, which is the lion's share of the work, getting, I mean, we're basically asking for a grading and the pit run for the 70,000. The pit run put in that first mile section, which is right here. Beyond that, the lion's share of the work is the drainage, culverts, that kind of stuff. And that's what makes, you know, you look at the 70,000, and Billy, you know, agreed with me that we could put that in and it could be all gone the next spring without these added features. And so one of the things, you know, in talking to Billy, I said we really need this to last at least 5 years of the project. Because those contract crews, they come in big passenger vans and that kind of thing. This does accommodate a lot of other things. It accommodates recreation access. It's going to better facilitate some of the grazing access so they can drive in further. Right now, they're parking at this parking lot and places along here and putting them in, and they're grazing across there. It would facilitate them driving in. I don't know how much of an economic benefit it is to it. I wouldn't say it's huge, but you know, it's going to be helpful. And, you know, this is one of those roads, this and Upper Hoback Road in particular is one of those roads that if something isn't done, it's going to peter away, then I'm going to get, you know, I would look at it as, okay, let's make this a trail that does side-by-sides, and that way I can get state money to maintain it eventually. You know, right now, this is the kind of road we'd never, we just couldn't get money to maintain, you know, and which is a lot of the road we're looking at. I mean, you look at some of the Upper Hoback roads and that kind of stuff, is they hit our main highways and thoroughfares on the forest, and unless we have a special project, the other stuff's left untouched.
So do you have an expectation there could be more money at the end of the year available in this Schedule A?
So I've got the $70,000. This year, you know, some money has come in. We've got another $30,000 that I'm putting into moving that trail and trailhead as part of the Monument Ridge project. So that will open that to winter use. Parking for like our Hoback Ranches, not Hoback Ranch, Hoback Guard Station. And then it opens that for winter use and a snowmobile use in that area and facilitates safe parking in that area. There may be a little I can squeeze out of it, but I'm running out of, you know, the Joint Chiefs money finally got deposited in our account like last Thursday. But there's probably not much I can do with our time frames running out.
So if we were to look at the $70,000 you have right now, how could you best use those dollars on this road in a way that we don't lose it all at the next spring runoff? It doesn't make sense just to do something if we know it's not going to last. Wouldn't we be ahead to put in some drainage, at least on a part of the road, to get part of it where it will last, as opposed to something that's going to have to do all over again?
I think so. I would. I mean, if it was me, I'd drag, you know, the especially with the on the before you get to the upper real part, that two bad areas where it really is wash bad. You know, I would fix those. The bottom, it is what it is. But I mean, you could blade that. I mean, even if it was, it's pretty. I mean, I think it, with whatever runoff you do get and stuff, I mean, it ain't terrible right now. And, you know, there's been nothing done with that for a while. Then I would at least work on the drainage on a couple of those really bad spots where you can do the side hill and stuff like that. That would be where I would start. I would at least make the road where it's
so usable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I'm looking at in timelines is I'm needing this signed so I can get it back to Jackson by basically Monday. I would have to modify that, and so it would kind of be a trust issue there, that where I'd have to come sign it and then come back and change it to, you know, do a quick modification. But I just need to get this money out of my hands or I'm going to lose it. And so I'm comfortable with making modifications to the operating plan to best fit, if that's what makes you guys comfortable. You know, I don't want to invest $70,000 and lose it, but I'd also like to get this project done in whole, if any way possible, so we can get those crews in there. That's the primary.
Well, it seems like if we fix those places Billy's talking about, that would best serve getting crews in there, with the idea being that another year when we get more Schedule A money, then go further with it and just slowly fix it up to where it's more usable every year. And not, it wouldn't maybe do a lot of good to put something on the lower end that we're going to lose anyway if they can't get across the
right,
the washed out places to do their what they need to do. Does that make sense, Don, to you?
Has the county decided not to put any money into this?
Well, we haven't discussed it yet. We don't know.
I'd say that's
yeah, and I guess the question I have, you're wanting to spend $70,000, but in order to enable you to do that, if we're going to ensure a reasonable life expectancy of this road, we're going to have to spend $240,000 and then maintain it every year?
No. Well, that, I mean, to do it right with the drain, that's the biggest thing.
You say no, I'm asking.
Maintain. The maintenance is not. We're not taking that.
Yeah.
So no, you drain it every year, you maintain it.
He's just recommending.
I was just saying, if we, if you did the drainage and do what I put here, I think for 10 years, all you would have to do is just go in and blade it a little bit.
I guess I'm trying to understand that, but if we don't do it, then this is not likely to hold up. And to, in order to, I guess, assure ourselves, based on your evaluation and expertise, that it will hold up, we are going to have to spend $240,000 and blade it every year. Am I missing that point?
That would be the...
So what I would do is I would work to have that put on our priority through the duration of this project grading. You know, it does mean moving from other things, but... You know, I would work to move that for that.
I'm just trying to understand what we're committing to.
You're not committing to the grading.
If the county committed to putting additional money to the $70,000, can the Forest Service commit to grading it to the point that it's usable for the project and not put all this money into it, and then, well, we can't get to it to grade it, so we can't use it anyway. And we don't want to see that happen.
Can we commit? Oh, that's a good question. All I can commit to is I'll put it as my number one priority every year for our road maintenance. You know, things come up. You know, whether it's a landslide in Grace River or whatnot.
Well, we understand that.
Or washouts that, you know.
But is that the number one commitment you would have considering the condition of other Forest Service roads at this time?
Say that again.
Could you justify making that your number one commitment in light of looking at the condition of other Forest Service roads presently? In other words, are there areas up Horse Creek or wherever that may need more priority because it serves more of the public, more access, that kind of thing? I don't know. I'm asking the question.
Well, there's other places that get higher use and need the work.
Oh, and so that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to understand how you can commit to making this your number one commitment if we have other roads that may be more justified of having that number one commitment.
Well, so from a public standpoint, there are other roads that are more important.
Okay.
If you look at the collaborative and the fact that I'm requesting $1 million for next year, and the Game and Fish is requesting $1 million for next year for this project, for the Monument Ridge project, and the anticipation is that that project could go on 10 years, I'd say this road's pretty important.
I do think this road is important to the success of the Monument Ridge project, and I'm not necessarily opposed to putting some money into it if we can have an expectation that another, if we start out, say we match the 70, say we put 140 into it, do you anticipate you could get another 70,000 another year to finish, to do what Billy's talking about here, to get it up to snuff for the project? And with the idea that you will, during the life of the project, you'll give it a blade every year to where it's usable. Can you get some Joint Chiefs money another year?
Well, I'll put in for it, and I think we'll probably get it. I'll put that in the Joint Chiefs proposal, and we did get everything we asked. It came in at the last hour, so.
we got the Joint Chiefs money because we did a good job of filling out the application in a timely manner, and we were ahead of some of the other applications for that funding, and we got the money, and part of that was some of the people in the collaborative did a really good job of dotting the I's and crossing the T's and getting it in a timely manner. And that, not to say they can't do that again.
Yeah. So this, I mean, and the thing is all we have to do is turn in a spreadsheet this time. We don't have to redo the whole proposal.
Right.
That's my understanding. And so, you know, this 240,000 supports anywhere from a 10+ million dollar project.
So my question is, earlier you said that if the money that you're asking us to give you fell apart, you could go to what you said was Trails money.
Well, I don't, no, so like, I guess I misspoke or didn't speak accurately. So typically a lot of our roads we don't maintain. And a number of them, I'm looking at, okay, what do we do? Do we keep, we close them? Do we keep them as roads or we convert them to trails, which means there is a trail class side by side that a lot of people use. And then we can get state ATV money to maintain.
So you could get state ATV.
Not now. Not unless I change that to an ATV road. And then vehicles couldn't go on it, which means our contractors probably wouldn't.
Well, the reason I bring that up is there's constituents that don't want this road fixed because they say if you fix this road, all their hunting spots and their ATV trail is going to turn into a highway. So it's the double-sided sword here. We, with the collaborative, they need the road, but there's also people that don't want it fixed because they don't want anybody in there but them. So I'm just being the devil's advocate here.
Every road I got.
Oh, I understand that. I understand, but I'm
goes both ways.
I'm going back to Doc's question about whether you talk Cliff Creek, you talk Middle Piney, you talk Horse Creek. Is this the most important road from a travel aspect?
No.
On the forest?
No.
Okay.
It's not the most important.
Not the most important
public road. Access, but it is crucial
so,
to the Monument Ridge project.
The collaborative is your collaborative. Mm-hmm. The Monument Ridge project is a project the county requested, and the county and everybody's invested a ton of time and money into. And we intend on investing, along with the Game and Fish, tens of millions of dollars towards. So, you know, that's what you're weighing.
And,
that
and, makes it and, a priority.
And I don't mean to be the devil's advocate again, though, but you're here
well,
asking
then just stop. You're hurting my feelings.
You're asking like for us for money, and you need it done by Monday. Were you just here with the Forest Service before, and we were trying to get in that on who's going to fix the crack in the road? Well, we don't know. We're not sure. We'll talk. We'll go look. So I'm really struggling with having one part of your organization saying you need it done by Monday, where the other part of your organization stonewalls us from here to who laid the chunk. And it's not your fault. I'm sorry. I just need to vent.
Mr. Chairman. You know, if you want to go to lunch and I'll buy you a beer.
No,
I'll get some tissues. That's about all I can offer with this.
I understand.
All I'm saying is just sign the agreement. Trust me, I'm the federal government. I'm here to help.
I understand. And you may be the first one to do it in that way.
I have a question, Tom. And it's concerning the timeline. So, are you wanting to get the road work done this fall, or is this the next spring thing, or what?
Well, so we're gonna. I mean, this fall would be great. I know the time on that's gonna be challenging So, let me tell you about the Clark's Draw project. It could be done as an EA, which could have taken us years. This categorical exclusion, which is I don't know how much you guys are familiar with NEPA and the pain in the butt it can be, particularly with the Forest Service, is at the forefront of NEPA efficiency in the Forest Service. We're getting this done in a way that is raising some eyebrows and going, huh? Even my specialists are just like, are you sure? It's just this little bit's okay? No, it's not going to come back to bite me? You know, and so we're moving that along in a pace that's unprecedented. Beyond that, we're going after money and a fuels project, wildlife project, amount, size, that is pretty rare in this part of the country. And, you know, we're getting things in place at a pace that doesn't normally happen. And so I'm committed to getting my folks the fuels part done as fast as we can and pushing as fast as we can. Every piece of this puzzle that gets a bump and there's a delay.
So I guess what I'm trying to get at is, in my mind, if you're going to do some road work this year, then you do need to address the drainage so it don't wash out next spring. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to do any road work to next year and this fuels collaborative program is going to start next year, then it would be beneficial for you to get the road graded all the way through and address the drainage possibly that fall. Does that make sense?
I hear what you're saying.
I mean,
as long as it's ready before the crews can get in there, so, you know.
Because if we help you build a road for 2 miles and the project kicks off next summer and they can't get the other five, what good was it? I mean,
exactly.
You need to. The timeline matters to me. Is if we need to get you all the way in there, then we don't want to dictate to you that the culverts are high priority. See what I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that falls.
So that, you know, they're getting money now to put to these contracts for contracts for crews. So I mean, those crews are going to want to go in there when the snow's gone. So I don't know how long your project like this would take, but
so you would have to address the washes first.
Yeah.
To get them in there.
And so, you know, I mean, getting those crews in there, in the, you know, you're going to be probably when the snow melts off, and you're going to have if you do it in the spring, you'll have a window to.
So tell me this, between the two of you, if we kicked in another 70, right, that could be used now, would that get enough work done, address the washouts, some of the culverts, to where this could be usable next spring when the snow's gone for the project?
Yeah, you could fix those. You could, might not get them totally, you know, where they need to be, but you could get them where they would last. And you could get crews up there.
Because the goal is to get crews in there to move forward with the project.
Exactly.
And Don is right about NEPA. Some of this new stuff coming from USDA that Congress approved in the Farm Bill gives the Forest Service the ability to use categorical exclusions to move forward with this stuff instead of an EA that takes years, and it also has helped get some of the Joint Chiefs funding. It all falls into this whole idea of active management and getting some work done on the ground and getting some trees cut and provide some logs for sawmills in the long term, not specific to this project, of course, but it's all part of the bigger picture.
Mr. Chairman.
Tom.
I'd like to make the motion that we sign the paperwork and help Don get the money moved. And we discuss the intent of matching when we see the new paperwork. Is that, don't care for that? That's just a, I don't know. Hang on. I'd like to make the motion that we sign the paper to get the money moved out of his hands into ours at this point, so he can move forward that Monday.
Do we need, is that workable? And then we discuss at our next meeting whether to match that money and do more or what?
So, Mr. Chairman, we'd need to have the agreement reviewed before you sign it.
That's correct.
Some mechanics.
Right.
So mechanics of his timeline.
So is Joel the one that would sign this?
Matt Gaffney would have to review.
Matt would need to review it.
I know, but is he the one that Joel?
No, well, it'd be
Chairman,
Andy.
And okay, that's what
Chairman
I put.
Nelson.
So I wondered what I have to hurry and get
Nelson
a change made.
Sign it.
Oh, it's Andy.
That would work for me.
Will that work for you?
Yeah. I mean, I can come back Monday and send someone over to pick it up.
Okay, I rescind that.
Well, if you get with Billy
and review
and get that agreement in a way that will get, make the road the most usable, and then get it back to Mary, she'll ask Matt Gaffney to review it. And if it meets his expectation, then we can we can authorize Andy Nelson's signature based on county attorney's review, right, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
So let me restate that.
So state your motion.
That we move forward pending on review with the signature to move Don's money into our control.
And then, is there a second?
Yes, no. Okay, move forward.
The problem I'm having, and I understand Don's plight in terms of time is of the essence. It's unfortunate that we get into situations where somebody's planning or lack of planning becomes our emergencies. But I guess the problem I'm having is we have to make a decision, not just on this $70,000, but in order to make this sustainable and viable, we have to make a commitment in terms of what are we going to do, not only so that after the first 2 miles is done, they can get past that the next 5 miles next year, but how are we going to protect our investment and our interest in this moving forward? If we could do all that, I'd be more in line and more inclined to have that discussion and entertain that motion. But that's the heartburn I'm having, and I guess that causes me to abstain from moving forward because I don't know the answer to that. I think we need to, before we can step out there, we have to know what the total picture is, our total involvement, and how we're going to. I mean, I'm sure Billy put in a lot of time and effort in doing this, and I feel comfortable with what he's come up with in terms of keeping that road viable for the next 5 or 10 years. I don't have a problem with it, but we're being asked more than just signing this thing for Don, getting the $70,000. Where do we stand on what our commitment is for the other 240? I don't think we have all the answers. So that's what I'm struggling with.
Mr. Chairman, one of the questions, ma'am, that I have is, Billy, you put this together with Don. You've got this all figured out. And the question was, is there's a possibility that this could be done before in the fall. We could get this so it could survive through the winter. Who's going to do it? Are you guys going to do it?
Well, if you tell me to,
well,
I
understand. But that's my point.
Yeah.
Is if, you know, if we say we're going to let it out to bid or we're going to hire somebody else to go do it or whatever, now it's a time problem. And the simplest way is for you to do it, but whose county road suffers because
right.
your crew has to go up there and work. So that's why I'm...
Generally speaking, Mac, the intent of the Schedule A money is we go out to bid and get a private contractor. And I don't know if we were to put that out to bid next week, would we get something back in time to get any work done on it this fall? I don't know how busy everybody is.
We can delay the contract crews coming in. You know, they don't have to come right into spring. The more success you have,
you could definitely,
the more chance you're going to have of getting money. But
if you if we have a late fall, you know, the weather is mm-hmm. the
sure.
big thing. But if we have like the last couple of years, these long falls, I mean. If it was me, I would take that money and I'd go hit those really bad spots that are going to be affected by runoff. That would be my, I'd fix them and then them, you know. Down below, I mean, I don't see, even if we have like a couple years ago winter, I don't see anything that you couldn't just blade across and get vehicles in. But I would just take the $70,000 and work on the a couple of the really bad washes, and then those would hold, you know, mm-hmm. so at least you'd be that much further next spring to get crews in there or whatever. That's what I would focus
on. Would the $70,000 accomplish that?
You could get it done enough where it would handle any runoff.
And would that give us then buy us time for Don to come back and explain more about the project, the intent of the project, as a collaborative project where we have a better idea of what this is intended to accomplish, because we have commissioners here that have never been to a collaborative meeting. They rightfully don't understand the bigger picture of the project, the need for the project, and how the plan is to expand this from the Monument Ridge all the way up Union Pass in the future with more federal money and more bigger forest product projects, increasing the health of the forest in general.
That's the key, is successes here breed successes not only for the future of this project, but for things like Union Pass and stuff like that.
You could definitely, on the really bad spots, you could definitely get them where they would sustain any runoff, and you would be able to at least get through there.
So assuming Matt approved this change, would there be time, do you think, to get a put something out to bid and get something done this fall?
So I have a question then. If the money does transfer into our control, Don, does that mean that we're in charge of the bid process, not you?
You.
That's the purpose of it.
Then for Mark, and I'm just pointing this out, for Mark to put this bid packet together and get it out to bid this year, at a minimal.
Let's just plan on getting it out next summer, because that's.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because there's no sense letting it wash out. We need to get it in next spring. So either way, the bid packet together and all that, his cost alone. I know you're not going to give me a number, but that's going to be. Can you give me a quick number?
I would say probably the neighborhood of 10,000. I don't know.
So there goes 10 out of the 70 alone. So that leaves you with 60 to do nominal things.
So you wouldn't put the administrative fee in. You wouldn't even. You're not even going to consider putting.
I don't
the
know. That's what I'm trying to learn from everybody here.
So let me tell you some of the consequences of where this is going. If this agreement doesn't go through, I will turn back to the Treasury $70,000.
I understand.
And it means that's a failure for the Monument Ridge project. Which, so when I go back and ask for more, I would ask you, what do you think
the consequences that's going to have? I understand your concern there. I'm trying to. I just wanted to point out the fact that with us taking the money, that we are going to have extra costs that are going to take away from that 70, which cuts that back to already 60. Towards the road, whether it's this fall or next spring. And I just wanted to clarify that for myself and everybody, make sure I was thinking right. I still don't have a problem with moving forward to some degree at this point.
Right now, the agreement is written up, so I'd have to change it. If you guys didn't cover the administrative fee, I'd have to go back and change the agreement, just so you know.
Why is that? Because it's
so I wrote the agreement as you guys would. I figured in a 10% administrative fee based on what Mary told me, and so I put that in there as a in-kind match. So I have to go change the agreement.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Regarding your previous comment about there's probably several of us that don't understand the magnitude of this project as well as the significance of it, that's right on. I don't. But at the same time, I do not only value your expertise with those lands projects, but am willing to accept your recommendations with regards to those. So I appreciate Don's comments after further discussion, and if you are telling us, me, the commission, that this is a significant project that needs to move forward, and this is a vital part of that, then I would reconsider another motion to that effect.
Okay, I do think this is a viable, important starting place for the Forest Collaborative. It was chosen as a priority for number one project with the idea that it's going to involve a more active forest management throughout the county. And I'm a little disappointed that we seem to be at the last minute having this discussion, which is not in anybody's best interest, to Mac's point. But I would concur that if Don can amend that agreement to do what Billy's saying, get the money, if we can get that money transferred to the county, we don't have to spend it this fall, right?
Right.
We can get it in our hands, and then we can have between now until next spring.
So basically how it works is it goes into an obligation. Once you sign this, it's obligated.
Right.
And once stuff's done, you get paid.
Yeah.
So it just can't poof once it's obligated.
My recommendation is to do what we need to do to not lose that money. And then come spring, if we can add to it, we can do the administrative, but we can do what we need to do come spring. Tom?
I'd like to maybe just offer to Shad. He goes to the collaborative meetings. Do you have anything to add to this conversation?
The thing I would add is that I agree that the momentum that is established is important to continue that track record of success. And if we start on a failure, failure also builds. And so I do agree that this is important to get that first small step out of the way and continue to support that. As far as the collaborative goes, I'm 100% involved, and I support the collaborative. And there's 30 people involved in that collaborative that spent 2 years to get to the point to prioritize our projects, and this came to the top of the list. And I feel very strongly that this is an important project for Sublette County, and I throw my full support behind it.
I've been to many collaborative meetings, and I'm very disappointed that you're the only one here to back up Don and what he's saying. Where's the gaming fish? Where are these people to help support you? And
that's my failure.
I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. I'm just saying I'm disappointed because it's happened in many other subjects. Mm-hmm. Somebody comes to us and they've got all these people on their side, but nobody comes to let us know how they feel. And all of a sudden, I feel like I'm on an island when I'm making a decision, when it would be very simple to make that decision. For, like Doc, he said, well, I don't go to the collaborative. Well, I do. And I understand how important this is, because these people have put a lot of time into this. And I believe it is a good program. And I'm with Joel. I don't have a problem putting the money aside, but we need to have this all checked out to make sure we do it right, money-wise.
Tom?
So I'll redo the motion the best that I can. I move that we transfer the money from Don's entity to ours after Matt has reviewed the contract and they've had a chance to work out the parts we've discussed.
You don't have any authority to move any money. His money.
Just so
reword that for me, Joel.
Sign the agreement to obligate the money
upon the approval of the county attorney.
So
there you go.
This is the part that says what we want for the 70. I don't know that I can get this changed by Monday. I will try. They may just say, well, you can just amend it real quick after you sign it. I'd have to call my agreement person.
But have you guys seen the agreement?
Right here. No.
Okay.
So here's the operating plan, and the agreement just spelled out. This agreement operating plan
needs to be changed to reflect we're going to do fix those bad washouts as opposed to pit run on the first
few
part of it. So the motion needs to be then to sign the agreement pending review of the county attorney and amendments reflecting recommendations of Road and Bridge. Will that work, Don? Does that work for you, Tom?
Hang on.
And what that will do for you is if this happens in the spring, it will give you all winter long to kind of put your ducks in a row to figure out, okay, we can go do this today.
Right. So here's the part I struggle with. I don't want these amendments to this operating, or whatever you just called it, to confine him of getting his crews in. If next spring he needs to blade the whole road to get his crews in, I don't want us to confine him to saying, you've got to do the drainage.
You won't be able to get in there unless you fix the
drainage. Well, I know, but
that's what I'm getting at.
But the water, okay. You see what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
So if you if you put five pipes in, that doesn't address the problem. They still can't get a crew in.
If you're not doing it till next spring, I mean, you could fix the drain.
You could blade the road, and the drainages wouldn't be as critical next spring.
Well, you
get their crews in and make.
You can't get the crews there unless you fix the drain. I mean, we barely made it in his truck.
Okay, so
I'm saying
assume too much because I haven't been there. So
anyone want to go for a ride? I'm happy to take folks for a ride. Just bring your white knuckles.
We were going.
We had talked to Billy about going up there next Tuesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bring a big truck.
We got a side by
side.
Okay. So, how was the amendment worded? Can you refresh or reread that?
Well, the motion.
Motion.
Is to sign the agreement pending review and approval by the county attorney, and authorize the chairman to sign the agreement.
With that work, with the amendments, is there any wording in there with regard to the amendments?
I think that's going to be the.
I understand.
It have to be worked out between Billy and Don.
Okay.
It's and a phased approach instead of an all in, all day.
Right. But we need to get the money obligated. That's the bottom line.
So if that's the motion, we need a second?
Yeah.
I second it.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay,
appreciate your time.
As far as the lunch is concerned, I'll just take the cash.
Did you get that on record?
Yeah. Cash. Mac likes cash.
We are planning on going up there next week.
Okay. So I will leave this with you, and I will go see what it takes to make my changes in the office. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Don.
It was only a little bit painful.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
Well, we got it done.
Part of it is, it would be nice. I think at some point, I don't know that it needs to be you, but probably the facilitator or the collaborative, maybe Mike Hinn. He's kind of been doing that. Recently,
mm-hmm.
would be good to have him come and give the whole commission a presentation of what the collaborative was formed for, what their direction is moving forward. It would be nice to have Tricia here at some point to talk about her plans mm-hmm. as for supervisor, how supportive she is of it, and what she would like to see occur in the long term. I think that would be really beneficial.
Then I would like to hear also all of us. Public benefit. If we're going to commit matching money, I want to know what the money is really benefiting the public.
Well, I think that's the purpose of the project. Yeah, I agree with Joel. That would have been helpful.
So we can still do that over the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, folks.
Okay.
Thanks, Don. Since we're already an hour behind.
Yeah. You need a quick break before we... Okay. Billy will catch us up.